I think we're in for a very special evening at NUM Library, Unity Gallery tonight. NUM Library is your host. I'm the director, Suzanne Aris-Vesely. And this is going to feature Karen Aoki in a performance called Music and Self-Discovery, an evening of performance integrating principles from Maharshi Vedic Science, Gandharva Ved, and Western Classical Flute. And we also have a guest appearance by Soren Pearson, and I'd just like to talk to you a little bit about our two presenters. Karen Aoki grew up in Tokyo, Japan, where she began training in Western Classical Flute at the age of 9. She moved to the U.S. when she was 16 to continue formal training at Interlochen Arts Academy in Michigan and Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. During her conservatory training, she became involved in music as a spiritual experience. Shortly after starting the Transcendental Meditation Technique, she attended a visitor's weekend at Maharshi University of Management, where she first heard Gandharva Ved music performed by Vinay Krishna Barral. She recognized that the potential for realizing the essence of music was at MUM, and she returned a year later to complete her master's in Maharshi Vedic Science and to pursue instruction in Indian flute with Vinay Krishna Barral. Currently, she is a PhD researcher in the Vedic literature reading track in Maharshi Vedic Science. Karen will be sharing from three different forms, Vedic literature, Gandharva Ved flute, and Western classical flute. And our opening piece is going to be played by our guest performer, Soren Pearson. He is a native Iowan and a graduate of the MUM Sustainable Living Program with a minor in Gandharva Ved music. He is currently on full-time staff at MUM. He began studying the Bansuri flute at the age of 16. He has traveled to India twice and is planning to travel to India again in February to the Brahmastan of India. And he is currently studying with Indian classical flute master Vinay Krishna Barral, as is Karen. So the opening program piece will be Soren Pearson on Raga Bhupali, which is an evening melody. The quality of the raga is transcending.
sahana bhavatu sahanau bhunaktu saha viryam karavavahai tejasvinavadhidamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Medha suktam om yashchandasam rishabho vishvarupah chando bhyo dhyamritad sambhabhuva samendro medhaya sprenotu amritasya devadharano bhuyat sam shariram devicharshanam jihva me madhumattama karna bhyam bhuri vishuvam brahmana koshosi medhaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya om shanti shanti shanti. Devi Jushamanana Agad Vishwachi Bhadra Sumanasya Mana Vaya Jushta Nudamana Duruptan Brihadvadema Vidathe Suvira Vaya Jushta Rishir Bhavati Devi Vaya Brahma Gata Shri Rutatvaya Vaya Jushtas Chitram Vindate Vasusano Jushasvatra Vino Namedhe Medhama Indro Dadatu Medhan Devi Saraswati Medham me ashvina bhava dhattam pushkarasraja apsara suchaya meda gandharve suchayan manaha daivi medha saraswati sama medha surabhir jushathak swaha Amam Medha Surabhir Vishwarupa Hiranya Varnam Jagati Jagamya Urjasvati Payasa Pinvamana Samam Medha Supratika Jushantha Mai medhang mai prajang mai agnistejo dadhatu mai medhang mai prajang mai indra indriyan dadhatu mai medhang mai prajang mai suryo bhajo dadhatu Om Hansa Hansaya Dhimahe Paramahansaya Dhimahe Tanno Hansa Prachodayat Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
So this is the only 10 Western piece I'll play tonight. It's something I wanted to play, the first year I started flute, and I finally get to perform it tonight. I've never actually done a public performance of it, and it goes along with the orchestra, so there's these pauses, and I'm just waiting for the orchestra in my head to
finish, but it'll be about 10 minutes, so the gaps in between, I mean, don't mind them, they're just built in, so. anybody like a little mini science application? Or what I've noticed personally with flute and Sanskrit is that the more I gain fluency, the more I'm able to transcend off of that medium. So Western flute I've been doing the longest, so more often than not I can completely forget about the body. That's what allows me to transcend off the sound. The Indian flute is much newer, so my attention is actually as much on the body as it is on the music, so I don't transcend as often, but it's still a powerful medium, you know, just to completely fall into the sound and then beyond sound. Sanskrit's the same thing. I'm reading 4 hours a day, 2 to 4 hours a day, and I'm finding the same thing. I find so often where it's just going by itself, you know, because it's, I can read now and I don't have to think about pronunciation or what the letter sounds like. It's just an automatic thing. And so the same thing happens, like getting transcend off of that. And I remember Dr. Travis talking about studies with Olympians when they hit that zone. And it's because they've done some training so often that you can just transcend the mechanic of it. So that's my research so far. I'm just sharing with you a process. It's not necessarily like the best performance I've ever done. I'm just going to let you know. Like, I've done far better in the moment performances, but there's something beautiful about what Vinoy has taught me, and that a performance is not really like the all end all product. It's like, this is where I am today, you know. And if I'm blessed by the divine, then, you know, I'm grateful, but otherwise I just show up. So. So I have cheat sheets for this, but it's a beautiful piece. Vinoy has been working with me so patiently, and it's gorgeous. It's Rag Kambhaj. The drone pretty loud, so I'm not sure how the flute sounds. So actually, I now feel ready for the Western piece. So what I notice every morning is I read Sanskrit to a certain point. At some point, when then my physiology turns on, and it's like, yes, very warm, but I don't mean like in a temperature way. It's warmed up, and everything inside, I can feel the subtlest impulses. And that's when I'm like, that's when I shift into playing, and ideally how I do it. I'd read, and then I'd feel that switch, and then I'd play. The final piece is a light piece, and it's just my thank you so much for coming. It's a Japanese folk tune, and it was written in the early 20th century by Michio Miyagi. Thank you, Benoit. And this was based on his childhood memory of the sea of Kamonoura, and this was right before he lost his eyesight. He had this memory of the sea, and so this is his piece years later that he composed based on that memory. So I'll be in the mood.
Thank you.
was really a wonderful attendance. It looks like about 50 people came, and that was very good. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.